mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. Our number here is 800-259-9231. This is Erskine sitting in for my final day with Alex Jones. Alex will be back with you Monday. Alex will be back Monday. Right now he is at the belly of the beast. He is at Ground Zero, New York City, where he will have another astonishing report. If you missed yesterday's program, you missed one heck of a report from Alex Jones right in the middle of everything that's going on in New York City. I'm not talking about the floor of the Republican Convention. I'm talking out with you, the people, the 300,000 people who are out protesting that you're not hearing about on ABC, NBC, CBS, or CNN, but then you're used to hearing the news that they don't report on the Alex Jones radio program. First off, let's go back to the Republican Convention. On Wednesday night, it was Dick Cheney, and when Dick Cheney is the good cop, you know they are really going on the attack. It was Zell on Earth Wednesday night. In an interview with Chris Matthews, where Chris finally threw him a hardball, he said, "I wished we lived in a day when you could challenge a person to a duel." And then he walked out on the interview. Man, I'm telling you, he fired both barrels and just kept on firing. And Dick Cheney came off looking like Mr. Nice. Where else could you see that type of an occurrence? And then last night, it was the president's turn. And the president had the most beautiful stage you were ever going to see. It was set out totally regal with the emblem of the president of the United States. Huge, and he's standing in the middle of it, and he essentially is saying that we're going to be safe, secure, and all fuzzy and warm. It was a wonderful speech. It really was a wonderful speech, and I think you'll find that it was just very rousing for the people. The one quote that they never used, the one quote that you didn't hear, you never heard anything about our Constitution, you never heard anything about our freedoms, you never heard the quote by Benjamin Franklin, "They that give up essential liberty shall obtain a little temporary safety, neither liberty nor safety. They that give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Ben Franklin's quote was not said that night. Now, the other person whom you didn't see at the convention who didn't give a speech was John Ashcroft. Why did you not hear John Ashcroft? Well, let me give you two of his quotes from 2004, two of the John Ashcroft quotes. One is, "I'll continue to maintain that Saddam Hussein aided al-Qaeda financially and materially, despite the fact that he didn't." Gather that. This is the Attorney General of the United States. Actual quote. This is not out of context. "I will continue to maintain that Saddam Hussein aided al-Qaeda financially and materially, despite the fact that he didn't." And the other quote from 2004, this was before the 9/11 Commission. "The administration categorically denies that it authorized the use of torture in Iraq, and I refuse to release the Department of Justice's letter of sanctioning the use of torture." John Ashcroft, he actually said that. So is it a miracle, or are you at all surprised that he did not appear at the Republican convention giving any speeches? The other thing that he did as Attorney General, and I thought this was interesting, is an important message that was released this week. "When you're out buying plastic, duct tape, and toilet paper to protect yourself from germ warfare, don't forget fresh batteries for your flashlight, because in the dark you don't want to mix up the duct tape and the toilet paper." Well, that's something you certainly don't want to do. Now, if you'll notice this week, no alerts. No orange alerts, no pink alerts, no chartreuse alerts. We're just safe as can be this week. Unless you're on the streets of New York City with Alex Jones, you're safe as can be. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show, and the number here, 800-259-9231. Thank you for listening.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Erskine of Erskine Overnight, and this Saturday night on Erskine Overnight, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight East Coast, we're going to talk about 8,000 people dying a day due to an activity of the United States government. You won't want to miss the first hour of Erskine Overnight. The last hour, we're going to have Harry Brown on, talking about where are the libertarians, where is any other party other than the Democrats and the Republicans. Safety, security, that's one of the things that President Bush was talking about. Are you feeling more safe today than you did 4 years ago? Do you feel more safe today? Is your money safer? Are you safer? Is the world safer? Is America safer? Well, they've taken a lot of actions. And one of their actions that they're bragging about is their new surveillance powers to stop terrorist financiers. The Treasury Department Office of Foreign Asset Control has 10 times more agents assigned to track violators of the U.S. embargo on Cuba as it has tracking Osama bin Laden's money. Attorney General Ashcroft claims that federal agents have become far more savvy in defending America against terrorists, but last December they warned 1,700 local and state law enforcement agencies that people traveling with a world almanac would be terrorist plotters. A world almanac, let's get real, and the TSA, Transportation Safety Administration, is imposing fines up to $1,500, $1,500 on Americans who are surly when passing through TSA airport checkpoints. Boy, that makes me feel a lot more secure. Now, what the TSA agents do, that's their business. They want to browbeat some grandmother? they can do it. But don't get surly with a TSA agent, because you could be a terrorist. February 2003, the U.S. Justice Department was on orange alert, fearing terrorist attacks here before the invasion of Iraq. That was February 2003, right before the invasion of Iraq. What did they do? Did they step up and watch the Mexican border? No, they didn't step up and watch the Mexican border, where we know that people have crossed over. Did they step up and watch the Canadian border? No, they didn't watch the Canadian border. Were they stepping up and watching ships coming over? No. But they launched Operation Pipe Dreams. 1,200, 1,200 federal agents conducted raids across the entire United States to make you more secure, carrying out the biggest crackdown on bongs in American history. Now let me ask you, somebody smoking a little marijuana, are they going to be a terrorist? Are they going to, the only thing they'd terrorize would be a 7-Eleven with the munchies. Let's get real. That is what a lot of Americans are extremely concerned about. As Benjamin Franklin said, they give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety. They deserve neither liberty nor safety. Are we giving it up? You bet we're giving it up. Terrorism. Let's talk about true terrorism. The federal insurer behind 3,100 U.S. pension plans has warned of multifaceted and profound changes. The pension fund guarantor, the United States guarantor, is now $350 billion in debt. When the president took over, it had a surplus. That means your pension funds, ladies and gentlemen, are gone. That's terrorism. When they take your pension funds, that is terrorism. When they are able to go into your house and record whatever they want to. Newsweek reports that the FBI and other government agencies have regularly used the Patriot Act to get access to financial records in cases that have no visible connection to terrorism. Contel Pro is alive and well. That's the old one that was done by J. Edgar Hoover. Threat assessment is the new code for racial and religious profiling. If you have Christian identity, you're religiously profiled. If you believe in the Constitution, you can be profiled. Under threat assessment, Attorney General Ashcroft. Now, remember, Attorney General Ashcroft is the same person who had the quotes that I was reading earlier, the same person who said, "I'll continue to maintain that Saddam Hussein aided al-Qaeda financially and materially, despite the fact that we know he didn't." That's a quote from Attorney General Ashcroft. He says he's seeking the same authority exercised under Contel Pro that allowed the FBI agents to suspend the constitutional rights of those expressing what the government considered unpatriotic or un-American scenarios. Representative Bob Barr had a few things to write in an article that came out Wednesday. It's called "The FBI's Preemptive Interrogation of Possible Demonstrators." Possible demonstrators. You remember the time with Ronald Reagan? He was always laughing, and they said when Ronald Reagan walked down the halls in the White House, you could tell he was there because people were laughing on the way. Always disarmed protesters with his whip. They didn't have orange nets. They didn't have asbestos-lined Pier 57s with Ronald Reagan as president. You had people wearing anti-Clinton t-shirts. They showed up at Clinton rallies. The worst they faced? Well, the president's supporters did scowls at them. The atmosphere didn't mean security was absent. It was present in the 60s through the 70s, Clinton's second term through all the way through January 2001. Everyone knew if you caused disruption, Secret Service agents would be on you in an instant, as they should be. Now, things are different. The administration and campaign of President Bush is squelch any possible hint of disagreement or protest at every political rally or gathering. For example, those with t-shirts that hint of disagreement, they're allowed nowhere near any event nor even the route traveled by the president's motorcade. Think what you will. This is very, very frightening. The FBI's preemptive interrogation memorandum. went on to urge law enforcement to monitor the internet because protesters often use the internet to coordinate their activities prior to demonstrations. This has nothing to do with terrorism. It has to do with legitimate dissent in the United States and the right to protest or applaud the candidate you want. It urged law enforcement to watch out for protesters who use cell phones to coordinate update colleagues. Be warned to be aware of possible indicators of protest activities. Evidence suggests the protesters are subject to home and office interviews. They can come to your home. They can interview you. They can go to your office and interview you. Oh, by the way, ma'am, before me and my armed partner leave your house, we'd like to remind you that if you haven't told us, if you know someone else who might be planning a demonstration, you've committed a crime, and we can prosecute you for not telling us that. Have a good night. They can come and ask you, not only are you protesting, but you better tell us who else is, who you may know, who may potentially protest, or you could be in problem, have a problem. J. Edgar Hoover said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. J. Edgar Hoover. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. From J. Edgar Hoover. Well, that's what we're up to today. Lots and lots and lots of things. Now, we had Zell on Earth as the first one. And, as you said, Mr. Zell Miller made Dick Cheney look like the good cop. I mean, that took some doing. And then you had Mr. Cheney coming forward and speaking. Zell Miller became so, I'm telling you, these Democrats are awful. He became so absolutely adamant. He was so, there isn't a word for what Zell Miller was. He was talking about the men and women in uniform, how proud he was, and nobody should disparage them except for Mr. Kerry. And how bad things had become, that people were actually protesting the war that we had, that they were actually calling the United States troops in Iraq occupiers. They aren't occupiers, they're liberators. Well, that's why we're having so many problems. They're having so many flowers thrown at the people that they can't make any progress. Well, the fact of the matter is these Democrats just keep on going. What? Zell was talking about the Democrats? I thought he was a Democrat. Oh, there's a man you can trust. So give him hell. Zell was talking about Republicans and calls himself a Democrat? Isn't that strange? Okay, two things. First off, no alerts this week, no John Ashcroft speaking this week, and you're going to find that the person who is elected President of the United States, no matter how you vote, I will guarantee you, is going to be a member of Skull and Bones. Let's go a little bit to what happened with Alex's interview yesterday. The Alex Jones interview right here on his own program, he was talking about what was going on in New York City. Alex was apparently under siege when he was talking. He had people there, and a couple of the main facts that came out, and I find this to be extraordinary, 49.3% of New Yorkers. Now, they are the people that you really can't fool, because New Yorkers are tough. There is no question that New Yorkers are tough. 49.3% of them believe that the government knew what was going on, or that the government, well, here's exactly it. 49.3% knew, or half of New York City residents, 41% of New York citizens overall said that some of our leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11th, and they consciously failed to act. 49.3%. Of Canadians, it's 63%. That was a poll that was done by the Toronto Star. 63% of Canadians convinced that U.S. leaders had prior knowledge of attacks, yet declined to act. America is awake. You think, oh, I'm not doing any good. We're not learning anything. This is terrible. We're not going anywhere. Nobody's believing this. Don't buy it. We'll be back on Alex Jones. The number here, 800-259-9231. Get a copy of American Dictators, the staged election 2004 by going to InfoWars.com.
Hey, the only day you'll hear this ad. Why? Because it mentions the names John Kerry and George W. Bush. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. In 2002, John Kerry voted for a restrictive campaign finance law. One provision of that law is that during the final 60 days of this campaign, citizen organizations like ours cannot run ads that mention his name, despite his oath to defend the Constitution. Despite his stated concerns about the constitutionality of the bill, George W. Bush signed it into law. Tomorrow, if we mention Bush or Kerry on air, we could face big fines, even jail time. Tomorrow, DownsizedDC.org won't be able to broadcast this ad. That doesn't mean we'll go silent. Despite the un-American activities of big government politicians, this is still America. I want to invite you to DownsizedDC.org to tell your representative and senators to repeal this bad law. That's DownsizedDC.org. Don't let your voice be silenced tomorrow.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Working for the state on the highway patrol. You betcha. Not only that, but you're going to find more and more working for the state as the police are being deputized as U.S. Marshals, increasingly so that they'll fit under the Patriot Act with the powers of the Patriot Act. So you're losing your local police. They're not working for the state no more. They're going to be working for the federal government. We are just inches away from a federal police force. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and in many cases, it is here. Vince in Indiana, the great Hoosier State. Welcome to Alex Jones' program, Vince.
How are you today, Erskine?
Doing fine and dandy. Where in Indiana are you living?
Indianapolis. On the east
Good
side.
Man, down in Naptown. Tell me what's going on and what you'd like to comment on.
Well, I like your comments and what we say, but, you know, I was going to say something. I mean, I think it's directly related. I heard Bill Cosby talking Operation Push on the C-SPAN networks, you know, not minding, you know, all the media filters that took him afterward. Where he called,
right.
These people, I watched the whole thing. And it was amazing, if you listen to the media filters, basically call him an Uncle Tom, a white black man, and all that. But no, he got up there and said, you know, we got to quit blaming other people for our troubles. And, I mean, he quoted something there from the south side of Chicago where the UAW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union, fought a county tax or an employee tax, what they call a payroll tax.
Right.
Here in the city of Chicago in Cook County. These people, he said no one in the south side of Chicago, there was the Ford Auto plant, I think there was a GM plant, there was a big electrical producer there, IBEW, they all were working in conjunction with one another, steel makers. And every one of those plants now is shut down. Because, these people were, no one spoke up there in the south side of Chicago, which is predominantly black. No one spoke up and gave those guys support. The press portrayed these union people as goons.
Yeah, you can go right on across all the way to Gary. You got the same thing in Indiana. I mean, Gary used to be a working city. Now it's shut down. A lot of places this has happened, and they're trying to turn them into tourist meccas. Come on.
Yeah.
If you aren't producing anything, you aren't producing any goods, we're losing it. And where are the black leaders talking about jobs? Where are the union leaders talking about jobs? It's all going south. It's all going out. You know, Perot was right when he talked about that giant sucking sound. We're seeing it. We're seeing the jobs going and the illegals coming in. We're being overtaken and the jobs are just gone. We're no longer creating good jobs, middle-class jobs that you and I grew up with, are we, Vince?
No, and I mean, let me say this. I'm not going to say those were the glory-type jobs, but those were demanding jobs. People got their pay.
That, they put bread on the table, didn't they, and gave you a lot of respect because you were doing a job, you were doing some work, and you were making something. You had enough money to go down and buy what you needed.
And he said, but Bill Cosby said the most interesting thing. He said, the reason why we're going to see more police and more of this and that, and he said, it doesn't matter whether, he said, it doesn't matter if we, because he talked about the deputizing of the city police there in Chicago to make them federal marshals. He
sure.
said, you're going to see it because we have more gambling, more alcohol stores, more this, that, and the other than anything else. And he said the reason why is because they pay a city tax to the city of Chicago and the county of, or the Cook County. And these people that you chased out, the ones that were the higher paying jobs, because you allowed it to happen and you didn't fight back. And he said, Harold Washington wasn't the answer. We've had black leaders, and they've turned their back. He said, and they're all sitting up here by me.
He's exactly right. Bill Cosby is exactly right. And you take these jobs, like these gambling jobs, they're not productive jobs. They're not throwing anything back into the America. They aren't producing anything. It's just shifting money around. And then when you have the government this year classifying working at the fast food restaurants like McDonald's has now become manufacturing. Vince, thanks so much for the call from the Hoosier State, Indiana. And we'll be right back talking with Marine in Virginia.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to men, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido or Fluffy has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Alex Jones Show, and this is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. Now, in Erskine overnight, that's Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific midnight. We're going to have a heck of a show this weekend, so be sure to listen. If you can't, if you're not getting it on a radio station near you, ask them why not. If you are, then listen. Otherwise, go to GCNlive.com, where you can listen to Erskine Overnight. This Saturday is going to be a must show. The first hour is going to be unbelievable, and the last hour we're going to have Harry Brown. Now, one of the things that happened to me, I was talking with a couple of people, had a caller from New York, had a caller from Pennsylvania, and we were talking about the illegal immigration. And I said, you're living in Pennsylvania. What do you care about the illegal immigration? And the fellow says, well, Bubba, I'll tell you what I care about the illegal immigration. I was making $17 an hour in meatpacking. Now I'm making $7 an hour, and by George, I better be speaking Spanish. That's what's happened to America, the good-paying jobs. Where's the union standing up? As Bill Cosby says, where are the black leaders? Where are the unions? It isn't a black and white issue. It's a green issue. It's an economic issue. Let's go to Marine in Virginia, and then we're going to Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. Marine.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine and dandy. How are you doing?
Fine. I've got a couple things. The first one, I was not able to listen to the show yesterday. I was told, though, that within like the first maybe 15 minutes, you mentioned something about a National Guardsman saying that we were going to have martial law by November 1st. Is that
That right? Was on a video that was done by Alex Jones. He did a video concerning that, and that is with a Texas. Thank you for bringing that up, because that's an extremely important thing. Last weekend on the Alex Jones Access television show, he displayed the Texas National Guard Manual for Infrastructure Protection, delivered to him by an insider within that program. The insider called into the show and answered Alex's questions about the program and their notification to be deployed on November 1st. You're exactly right. Very astute of you, Marine. The manual goes into great detail on the military takeover of civic authority, city halls, etc., exactly the way Alex documented in the three police state videos he's made over the last 10 years. Now, that is exactly what you're talking about for the videos, and he's got the police state 1, 2, and 3. You can go to Infowars.com. But this was a gentleman who gave him the Texas National Guard manual, calling for them to be deployed on November 1st. 100% correct. Your other question, and I think maybe Paul Watson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you help answer that? Is that because it's up on your website? Is that pretty much the story right there?
I believe Alex talked about that on his last weekly report, because he does a television show from Austin, Texas, and all those TV shows are posted on prisonplanet.tv for members. So I believe it will be in the last report there. So, I mean, that's where you can go to get more information on it.
Okay, thank
Prison
you.
Prison Planet. Yes, another question?
I have one other. It's not a question. It is a request. It is a plea. I'm begging. I've got a website. It's draftedintoslavery.com. Congress is out right now. They will be back the day after Labor Day. The information, the legislation is posted on there about the draft that they plan on implementing in May or June for every male and female from 18 to 26. Congress will be in session for one short month. I am begging people to go to that website and get the phone number for the Capitol Hill switchboard. The day after Labor Day, start calling your congressmen, ask them if they've taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Ask them if they realize the 13th Amendment is part of the Constitution. Ask them if they know it will be treason if they vote for anything so horrible as a universal draft. Any draft is unconstitutional. And then
New draft, as I'm seeing it, Marine, is supposed to include everybody of a certain age, males, females, and if you aren't going into the military, you're going into national service for 2 years. There are a couple of them. Congressman Regal has one. Senator Hollings has one. The bills are before Congress right now. This isn't hypothetical. They can talk all they want to about how there's going to be no draft, but the bills are already sitting there before Congress. Am I correct?
You are correct, and basically I do believe we can stop it with two things. One is fasting and prayer. The second one is with action. Pray as if everything depends on God. Act as if everything depends on you. Call everyone that will be affected, not only from 18 to 26, but anyone who's involved with higher learning institutions. Those people are going to lose incredible amounts of money because there is no deferment for education. Call businesses that employ people in that age group. Call businesses that cater to people in that age group. Just please, our children's lives are at stake, literally.
You're 100% correct. Now, I'm going to give that website out again. It's draftedintoslavery.com. Marine, thank you for the call, and God bless the work that you're doing.
And thank you, too, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Paul Watson, we have seen an incredibly, beautifully run convention with nothing but chaos outside. The inside is orderly, incredibly scripted down to every syllable that is said, everything that is done, scripted and rehearsed. Where outside you've got 300,000 protesting, inside you've got 3,000 partying. What is this, the order out of chaos that the New World Order is bringing about?
Well, you mentioned scripts. It's scripted quite badly for people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because in his speech a couple of nights ago, he actually made reference to the fact that he became a Republican after somebody translated for him back in 68 a TV debate between the presidential candidate Humphrey for the Democrats and Richard Milhouse Nixon. And
he said that Richard Nixon was like a breath of fresh air to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Richard Nixon, a breath of fresh air, Paul?
Well, we know that Nixon was responsible for the introduction of many policies with a socialist bent under the banner of conservatism, but the point is that Humphrey and Nixon never had a TV debate in 1968, because Nixon, after his debate with Kennedy in 60, refused all TV debates. So the foundation of Schwarzenegger's conservatism is based on a debate that never happened. So Christopher Bailey, on a speech he was supposedly working on for 5 weeks straight before the convention started. So, I mean, that's just a point to throw in. But, I mean, the update from New York as the convention obviously winds down is that the numbers of arrests made set a new record for arrests at any kind of political demonstration, even more than the Chicago riots in 1968. And the city of New York has been fined $1,000 for every person who was not released after a judge's orders to immediately release those who were arrested was ignored. And you have some people in Pier 57 at Guantanamo on the Hudson, as they labelled it, kept there for 3 days straight in these cramped, dingy, filthy conditions. And for what? As Alex elaborated yesterday, they would just throw these giant nets around people and arrest everyone in the general vicinity. People going to see a movie, businessmen coming home from work, people exiting shopping stores. And I mean, while they were doing all this...
Now, Alex alluded to the fact that they were arresting everyone, but there were a number of the actual demonstrators they seemed to be letting loose. This would indicate that they were wanting disruption outside there, at least some disruption that makes it look worse than it was. Is this a tactic that the New World Order is using these days to let the violent disruptors go out, or maybe their agent provocateurs, and arresting normal folks who are there?
That's exactly the case, as was back in Seattle, where it gave them the pretext to bring the National Guard in after these black bloc anarchists who were, you know, smashing shop windows, setting things on fire. The police were told to stand off and let them carry out all this chaos, so then it provided the pretext for the police state crackdown. But I mean, the thing about this convention is that while they were doing all this, while they were, you know, plowing mopeds into large groups of people, anyone with a pass, which was easy to obtain from anyone, could just walk right into the convention. And in fact, several people interrupted Bush's speech last night and had to be caught and dragged away by the security. So again, the security isn't about making anything secure. It's about imbibing this myth that police with machine guns and riot gear keep us safe, which is why, as I predicted weeks ago, there would be no attack in New York, because then that would make people say that the police state didn't protect us. And on a similar point, that's the reason why I fear that the next attack in America will not be in a major city, but maybe in the heartland, and it will be a soft target, like a school or a shopping mall. Because then that will give the establishment the excuse to say, look, riot cops with machine guns protected us in New York. Now, you know, we need riot cops in schools, riot cops in shopping malls, with machine guns, you know, National Guard on the street. So, I mean, you see how they're setting this up. Now,
well, they're already talking about putting the same type airport security guards that they had, or at least they flew this balloon up, in shopping malls. And we also had this activity that's occurred in Russia where they have all the children hostage at the school. Is this a new escalation of terrorism, state-sponsored terrorism? Is it state-sponsored, in your opinion? After reading your book, Order Out of Chaos, nothing happens by coincidence. Most terrorism has a state behind it.
Well, yeah, it's coincidental that exactly as I predicted a few weeks ago, that you'd have a wave of terrorist actions abroad to kind of distract from the protests, and that's exactly what we had in Russia with these planes being crashed and now this school siege, which we can go on to talk about in more detail.
Well, the school siege has been major, major news, though you wouldn't know it. And according to, after looking at your book and reading it and going into details of order after order out of chaos, the true terrorists were not outside on the streets, but they were inside the walls of the Republican Convention and the various other conventions. These are the people who design so much that happens. And the New Yorkers understand it. The polls show that America is indeed waking up. They're understanding what's going on. We're winning, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, we're winning the battle for people's minds with our weapon, the truth. I mean, it's more powerful than any lie they can tell. I mean, just imagine the power of the establishment media and how many people it reaches, and yet still, through our work, both on the internet and with all the great 9/11 activist groups which have been doing some great work out there, 50% of New Yorkers believe the government was complicit in that they failed to consciously act on 9/11. 63% of Canadians think the same thing. So, I mean, it just exemplifies again the kind of platform that we've created and the power that we can have with the weapon of the truth, which dwarfs the lies, even though the lies have a more significant power base and reach more people via the mass media. So it's testament to our work and the power of the truth.
One of the stories that came out, and I think this one was a surprise to you, was where was George Herbert Walker Bush, George Bush number one, on the morning of 9/11. This is very telling. Where was he on that morning?
Well, he was at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Washington, D.C. at a Carlyle Group meeting, and he was meeting with one of the big Bin Laden family heads, the brother of Osama Bin Laden, Shafiq Bin Laden, on the morning of 9/11, as, you know, the Pentagon was being attacked. And that came out in CBC in Canada and in the London Observer in Britain, which is a major Sunday newspaper. So, I mean, that alone, that came out around about, I think it was 10 months ago, and yet very little attention was garnered. So, again, it just proves that these people are intimately involved with each other, and this 9/11 commission, or 9/11 omission, as I called it, is nothing more than a stage whitewash, and the very heads of that, like Thomas Keane, were in business with Bin Laden family members as well. Khalid Bin Mahfouz was in business with Thomas Keane, who was the head of the 9/11 Commission. The heads of the previous investigative committee, Bob Graham and Porter Goss, who is obviously now the new head of the CIA, were meeting on the morning of 9/11, having breakfast with the Pakistani ISI spy chief, Mahmoud Ahmed, discussing terrorism, when this same spy chief was a major funder of Mohammed Atta to the tune of $100,000, and they were having breakfast with him on the morning of 9/11. So, I mean, these connections never end, and obviously the main plank of my book, Order Out of Chaos, three chapters, full-length chapters, are completely devoted to those kind of connections.
You've also got the fact that the day after 9/11, there was one or two airplanes flying across the United States when nobody else could fly, flying out the Bin Laden family out of the United States of America. Now, these people, under any criminal investigation, would certainly be questioned. But no, they were, by orders of the President of the United States, the only plane flying that was non-military allowed to fly out of the United States. As a matter of fact, we went by, picked them up, and flew them out of this country so that they would be safe. Here he is blaming Bin Laden. If he really thought it was Bin Laden, wouldn't you want to question the family? Would that not be logical, Paul?
Well, I mean, the critics to that would say that Bin Laden was the black sheep of the Bin Laden family and they had nothing to do with him. That's blatantly not true, because most of your listeners will remember the articles which came out of Washington Times, United Press International, in July of 2001, when Osama bin Laden was in hospital, in the American hospital in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, where he was met by CIA station chief Larry Mitchell, but also the article said, he was met by numerous members of his own family, therefore disproving the myth that Osama is the black sheep of the family, and again highlighting the fact that this escape route for the bin Laden family members was approved right from the top, as later came out. There was a later attempt to discredit it by focusing on another flyout of different bin Laden family members in late September, so then people could say, well, the FBI had questioned them and the flight ban was lifted. We are not talking about that. We're focusing on the flyout in the 2 days after September 11th. There were two different flyouts, which, I mean, is what Michael Moore focuses on in his film. He focuses on the later flyout, which is not the main point. So people have used that to discredit the whole story, but the facts remain that the FBI did not get a chance to question the bin Laden family members. The first flyout, which took place in the day after and the following day after September 11th.
More when we get back. The Alex Jones Show is featuring Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Elizabeth Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones on this Friday edition of Truth Radio. This is the truth. This is what you're going to hear. You're not going to hear this on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. This is the only place you're going to hear the truth about what's going on in New York City and the truth about 9/11. Let's go immediately to Ron in New York. You're on with Erskine and Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. Yes, Ron.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm calling you from New York, from New York City, a place which was treated like a plaything for the last 4 days. What had gone on was so largely inexcusable, and yet it was blacked out with the establishment national media. You only heard about what really went on in the streets from the local, very local stations, but the national networks didn't project that image out. And people in Spokane and Boise will think everything went well and fine here, when in fact it didn't. There was no coverage. You have a censored media. You have an American Pravda. That's what we've developed into now. There's no mention. People who live in other parts of the country will think that everything went on here with no problem. This is a disgrace. This is un-American. You had people who were largely scooped up and arrested. And while I will concede some small portion of them committed violations and offenses that might be considered antisocial in the mind of anybody in the general public, the larger part of them were just scooped up for really no reason. At least if we still believe in the Constitution, the right to express free speech, they were scooped up. And a good part of them were people that weren't even participating in the protest in the least. I even met a woman yesterday. She was shopping at Macy's department store, and she wound up being swept up. This woman couldn't even spell the word political. And this is ridiculous. This was unforgivable what happened. My guess is that many of these people are seeking redress in the courts, our state, New York State courts. I do feel that in the end, what's going to happen is the rug will be pulled out of any claim that they make regarding their mistreatment or false arrest, because they're going to cite to a national security doctrine. So then that's how they're going to pull the rugs out from any lawsuit that will subsequently come down the pike, because this was classified a national security event. I don't know if most people are aware of that.
Well, Ron, don't you think New York was used as a backdrop, as just a stage, as in any Hollywood production? They did it as New York as a backdrop, and they couldn't afford to show this, because if they showed what the people were really thinking, if they were releasing the information from the Zogby poll of what people are really thinking, if they really showed what New Yorkers thought and believed, they couldn't get by with what they're doing.
No, because you know something? Whether you go by polls, and polls certainly will bear out what I'm going to say, whether you just live here in this city and you talk to your neighbors, you know, you're an interactive human being. Nobody at any level was happy about the imposition and the intrusion that went on for the sake of basically throwing a glorified frat party for 3,000 brats. That's really what went on here. And a lot of people have suffered and paid a large price for this to one degree or another. And there is no way. There is no way that this could ever be sanctioned or condoned. I don't care how fanatically partisan you are. There is an absolute rock bottom right and wrong in this life. This thing was the wrong thing. It was handled and done the wrong way. All the rules and standards of 227 years of our republic went right out the window and down the drain. You spoke with Alex yesterday. I know he's been calling in. I spoke with him last week. I'm a regular caller to the show. I told him, even before he got here, because I'm retired from law enforcement here, that he was to expect the kind of things that he did encounter on the streets of New York. I told him that that was going to happen, and sure enough, it did. This is
Ron, can you hold on?
Sure.
We need to take a break at the top of the hour, because
sure.
I need to hear more about what you're saying. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program.